Oh, that's right. We are right back here. And today we have Melody McClure with us. She is with the Salvation Army. She and her husband work very, very hard to keep things going over there. How you doing today, Melody?
I'm doing real well, thank you. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day out there. And, you know, at the Salvation Army, you certainly have expanded some of the things you're doing, like keeping the Salvation Army store open longer hours for people.
Yes, ma'am. Trying to meet the needs of the public. People say, we'd like you to be open an hour longer. We said, okay, let's try it.
Yes. How's that working out?
Doing real well. Yeah. People come in after work, and they don't have long, but they have a few minutes they can shop with us, and it's working out real well for us.
Well, you know, I can tell you this, that I understand you got a huge selection of books in here recently. Ree was up there the other day and said, Ann, I couldn't believe what I found up there. So, and the prices on the things are cheap, Melody.
Well, we think so, too, and I agree with her. I'm always surprised at the books people are able to find in our store.
Yeah. So she was thrilled. She was thrilled, and she's going to be busy reading. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there was a story in the Index Journal about how you guys are so short in your food bank. Mm-hmm. What's going on there?
The need has just really doubled in this past year. Last month, we served 186 cases, and last year, that same month, only 100 cases. So people are in need, and they're coming to us for help.
What do we think is driving this need? Because, you know, we hear that the economy is better, that this is getting better. What is driving the need?
There's been some cut in food stamps, and that makes a big difference to families. And you got to remember, in August, they had their children home. And during the school year, some of them eat actually three meals a day at school. And so you know, parents are having to meet a need that they haven't had to meet before.
Now, what does that mean then for, like, example, for July?
For July, we were even more up in July this year. And our referrals to the Greenwood Food Bank are way up, too. You know, they too are hurting
with
their shelves.
Yeah, because then there was an article. In fact, I'd had Barbara Turnberg on a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the need that they have over there. So it's just, how about contributions? Are contributions down, or are contributions keeping pace, but it's just not enough because you have more need?
Well, you know, during the summer, contributions are always down, and we always get a little anxious, you know.
Right.
Are the monies going to come in? Are the foods and things like that going to come in? But, you know, God always provides, and so we just count on Him for that. But contributions have been down some this summer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when times are tight, it's hard for people to give. I think people, as a general rule, I think particularly in our Greenwood area, are particular giving.
I agree. Absolutely.
I mean, you've been in different areas of the country, and I just think when you put out a plea for something here in Greenwood, people come through. And, we were talking about this yesterday with Harry Gantz, who was the filmmaker that did American Winter.
Right.
It followed eight families in Portland, Oregon, and their struggles. And he said, what we do here is so amazing. And he also said, well, why do you think people give more? And I really credit it with the mills that we had here and the community that was developed through the mill villages and such.
I agree. This community is a wonderful giving community. Since we said that we needed food has walked in the door every day.
Wow.
And one of the things our caseworker has said is enough food came in today for tomorrow. And that's kind of what we've seen. Enough food came in so that we could help folks the next day even.
That's a blessing, isn't it?
It really is.
But it still doesn't give you that comfortable feeling, does it? That what happens tomorrow and then what happens the next day.
Right.
It's hard, but, you know, families are living that same way, aren't they?
They absolutely
day to day.
Are. Yes. And a lot of families don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. How am I going to have food for tomorrow? And is it going to be enough for all of us?
You know, that's one thing that I thought about the documentary, Harry Gantz, yesterday afternoon. It was that one of the first parts, they had a 5-minute trailer, and one of the first parts in it was about the children talking about the parents, after they had gone to bed, and I'm sure the parents thought they were asleep, they were talking about how they would provide for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Kids notice when parents don't eat, you know, and then and it made the children very sad because they were saying, sometimes I wish I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I know that if the parents heard that, they would just cringe.
That's right. They'd be brokenhearted. Absolutely.
And yet, day in and day out, we strive to try to make things better. So, what types of things are we looking for particularly?
Well, we need shelf staples. We don't have much freezer space for meats and things like that. So we need shelf staples, things that we can give in cans. We need a lot. The major need is for meat. That's something that people don't have a lot of. And, you know, sometimes we get a lot of green beans in. But
Gracie loves green beans. Yes, okay.
But tuna and salmon and SpaghettiOs and things like that, that can be a meal,
right,
is some of the things that we really need, as well as, of course, soups and crackers and all kinds of things like that.
You're talking about food, and for those that get to see the video, you'll see Gracie right over there with you. You're talking food. I'm interested.
That's
there,
right,
Melody.
Her favorite things.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, you've got a list, everything from canned vegetables to canned meats, you know, beef stew, tuna, salmon, chili, ravioli, Vienna sausages, potted meat, spaghetti with meatballs. And unfortunately, these things are becoming more expensive in the grocery stores, too.
They absolutely are. And it's hard to say to a family, we just don't have any meat to give you. So we try our best to keep those and make sure families get that. One of the things that's been big this summer is the canned salmon. And I've heard several seniors walk out the door, oh, salmon is my favorite. So, you know, just trying to supply the need and every now and then get the favorite right. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when we're talking about senior citizens, you were telling me before we came on the air that senior citizens, the max amount of food stamps that they can get a month is $18.
That's the average that we see with the seniors that are benefiting from our program. They get $18 a month in food stamps.
I mean, not to be critical, but what can $18 buy?
Well, that's what we say every time one of them says, I get $18 in food stamps. And they have the paperwork that proves it. This is my certification, and I get $18 in food stamps. So you have to be wise. And I think most of them spend that $18 on meat, just like we've been talking about. It's the staple that they need, because they can get green beans and corn and things like that at our pantry, or at United Ministries pantry, or at the food bank.
Yeah, and we actually are very fortunate that we do have actually three organizations and the churches. Some of the churches do it onto themselves. So we are very fortunate in this area. A lot of areas only have one, maybe two choices.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And the thing is that they can often go to the different areas as they need to.
Sure.
We actually help seniors once a month with food if they need it. Once a month. It was a program started several years ago in conjunction with the Golden Harvest Food Bank, and we've kept that going.
That's
so that seniors have a place to come.
Wow. You know, and during the summer, you also were doing the fans for anybody that didn't have air conditioning, because that can be so, so critical, especially for young children and for our elder people.
For the seniors, absolutely. And that the seniors are the ones that we see the most coming in for the fans, but people with families as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what's the answer, Melody?
The answer is that we could live in a perfect society.
Sure, yeah, there you go. That would be a good one, wouldn't it?
The answer is that the generous people of Greenwood keep giving, and we're able to meet the needs as it's presented to us. And we're very careful. We try to make sure that there's a real need before we help anyone, because it's so important that we help the ones who are really in need, and not just those who, I heard you were giving away food.
Right. Now, so they have to fill out some type of form or something?
They do, and they have to. They bring their ID, and they bring their information that tells us, like I said, their certification for food stamps and things like that, so that we know that they're in need.
Still has to be tough, though, when somebody comes and you don't have enough food to be able to add somebody else to the roster.
It does make it hard, and I can tell you we've never turned anybody away. We've always had something that we could give, and so we just don't turn people away.
Wow. Well, we're talking with Melanie McClure at the Salvation Army. They really, really, really are in deep need. And I understand you didn't want to give me a call and say, "And we really could appreciate coming on here." And I called you yesterday and said, "Melanie, do y'all need some help over there?"
Thank you so much, Ann. That's exactly right. I said, you know, Christmas is coming, and I'm going to be calling on Ann a lot. So,
so you bypassed us when it's our job to get that need out there.
And we appreciate that.
So if somebody, I guess you also take money.
We do. And we can then purchase the things that are best for folks. We purchase locally here in town and make sure that we have food for families.
Now, and I presume that our grocery stores here and everything, they help out too.
Very generous. Our stores have been so generous with us and giving us a good deal and a case lot amount and things
sure.
like that.
And that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
So, and how about, do you get food from any of the food banks or anything?
We work with Golden Harvest Food Bank. It's out of Augusta, and they're the ones who service this area. And but, you know, the things that they have are becoming less and less as well. There's just not the supply that we need because the demand has been so great.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are here with Melanie McClure. We're going to come back and talk to some more with Melanie about some of their needs, what's going on at the Salvation Army. So you keep it right here because coming up is South Carolina Radio News. I'm looking forward to hearing what's in the news today. Hey, don't you go away.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with, let's see, what is your official title? You are a?
Major.
A major. We're with the major today, Melanie McClure from the Salvation Army. Melanie, you know, we were just talking about when you try to think of something, how the public can help. What would a $20 donation do for the Salvation Army for the food bank?
A $20 donation would help us to provide for four families for a three-day food supply.
Four bags of food, right?
Right.
Four bags of food, and which would last approximately 3 days.
That's correct. And it would have vegetables, fruit, dry cereal, and canned meats in it, as well as soups. Can't forget those ramen noodles. You know, kids love those ramen noodles.
Thank goodness for that, right?
That's right. They have no nutritional value, but the kids love them.
Absolutely. And they can fill up an empty belly.
Yes, they can.
You know, I think that, you know, if you break it down into a small amount of money, $20, mm-hmm. if $20 would buy four bags of food that would last a family approximately 3 days, that is an awesome ability. It must be because, number one, you get good prices when you do buy.
That's correct.
And, of course, and with the Golden Harvest and some of these other sources that you have, you're able to put together something. So for $20, folks, if you could give a donation of $20 to the Salvation Army, just think how much you would be doing for a family. And yet, if I went out and tried to buy $20 worth of food, I could not fill three bags of food and balance it out. I don't think I personally could do that.
Yeah. Well, and that's because we have the options of going to Golden Harvest Food Bank, but also the stores in this area are so generous with us and give us case lot discounts and things like that, that we're able to then pass on, you know, to the folks who come to us for food.
Sure. So I think we need a campaign.
All right.
We need a $20 campaign. Of course, if you can give more, that's great. If you can't give $20, hey, that's okay. Any donation helps. But when you hear that $20 will buy food four bags of food that would feed a family for 3 days. You got to look at that as totally amazing.
Yes, I agree. I can't do it at home. I know that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So how about we make a campaign here today that any of you that can give $20 and see how that adds up. You know, when we talk about Christmas and, of course, the angel trees will be coming up and how some of the lists can get pretty, shall we say, overwhelming.
Yes, they can.
And I know you try to keep it within reason, but sometimes kids have wishes. But it's amazing. You don't actually want people to spend all this money on angel trees.
No. In fact, every year we say, please don't spend more than $75 per child. And that's buying them an outfit of clothes as well as a toy or two.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you could take $20 and turn $20 into four bags of food that balances out and is relatively nutritious,
yes,
because they're going to get meat, they're going to get fruit, they're going to get vegetables. I tell you what, I will, before you leave here today, I will give you $40 here today. How's that?
Well, thank you, Ann.
That'd
be wonderful.
All right. We're going to give you $40 to go towards buying food for the food bank over there. You know, Jeff always says the Salvation Army is the one place that it doesn't matter where you are in the United States. He at one point ended up someplace, had no way, had his wallet stolen, several situations that put him in a destitute situation at that time. He went to the Salvation Army. Now, this was years and years and years ago.
Yes.
They provided him with a bus ticket to get him back home. And he said he would never forget that.
That's wonderful. And you know, we want to be that person who meets that need. You never know what the need's going to be walking in the door. I've got to be honest with you on that one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think the Salvation Army, gosh, how long has the Salvation Army been around?
1865 we started. So it's been almost 150 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you see the play, I mean, you know, Guys and Dolls.
Yes, ma'am.
That was all about the Salvation Army and the trooper in the Salvation Army, and still they exist today. Now, as an organization overall, how is the Salvation Army doing?
We're doing well. Donations have been down this summer, but donations are normally down during the summer. Our big time is Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it's just, we need your help. We need your donations of clothing, because the sales of clothing help us to provide food for families through
our... So shopping at the Salvation Army store right up here on the bypass would be an excellent way to help out.
It helps out immensely, yeah.
And it's amazing how many donations. I've been by there at 9 or 10 o'clock at night and seen people putting stuff right there for you guys to look at the next day.
It's a wonderful... Greenwood is just a wonderful place to live, and the donations flow very freely here.
That's right. So, and, you know, for giving this donation, is it tax deductible?
Absolutely.
And they'll get a receipt for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how about if they want to mail a check? Can they mail a check?
Yes, you can, to the Salvation Army. And our address is 222 Presley Street, and I want to be able to give you our P.O. box, but I don't know it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not in front of me.
It's not in front of you? Okay. But do you get mail at your place, too?
We do. We get mail at 222 Presley Street. And then if you want to walk it in, you can walk it in there, or you can walk it into the store, because the store will then give you a receipt and bring the money to the office.
So whether you drop by the store and drop off a $20, now they can give you a check?
They can give us a check. They can give us cash. They can give us food. Even at the store.
Sure.
We take it there and then transport it back to
them. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you could actually, because the store is very convenient. It's on the bypass,
it
folks.
Is.
Yeah, that's right. That certainly has turned out to be a very good location for you, hasn't it?
Really it really has. We love it there. We love being here.
And please, think about this. If you could put together $20, you would feed a family four bags of food for 3 days. I think that is a feat that none of us can match. However, I will say this. Lately in the stores, I've seen some phenomenal deals. You know, I'm always buying green beans for Gracie. Ten cans of green beans for $10, a dollar a can. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a very good deal.
Yeah, exactly. So if you see a deal out there and you want to participate in it, they would appreciate it so much. We're going to have to come up with a name for this campaign, but it's $20 four bags of food. You know, that is pretty phenomenal. That means that is $5 a bag. Mm-hmm. Well, you're beating me with that, with my 10 cans for $10. That's all I can say here, Melody.
We're trying hard.
I'm telling you, you are accomplishing that. Now, canned vegetables, all types, canned meats. Now, if somebody wanted to just donate food, I guess canned meats would be at the top of your list.
Absolutely at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Because you can provide a meal with that.
Sure. And, of course, that means anything from beef stew, tuna, salmon, chili, ravioli, Vienna sausages, hash, potted meat, and spaghetti and meatballs. You know, and sometimes we just need some good comfort food.
That's right.
And particularly if life isn't going that well, there is something to be said for being able to have a full belly when you come home at night.
That's exactly right. And we can't expect our kids to do well in school if they're hungry going to bed and they don't sleep well.
Well, you know, I had, and the weekends, I think, are some of the hardest times for our kids once they're in school. We had Denise Manley and Jonathan Graves on, and they've started this backpack program.
Absolutely.
Great program. But that program needs more help, too. But the thing about it that amazed me, Denise said that when a child goes home on Friday afternoon, they don't have, let's say they don't have any nutritional food. Maybe they have a candy bar. You know, they just don't have anything good over the weekend. It's Tuesday or Wednesday before their brains are able to be engaged to study and to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
It's a scary prospect. And to think that our kids would go all the weekend without having nutritional food. I'm grateful for the backpack program. I think it's wonderful. I've seen it in many communities, and it's a great, great thing.
Sure. And the backpack program means that they pack up a backpack and fill it up with food to last the weekend. One of the things that I was concerned about, and I talked to Denise about this on the air, was the fact that, okay, this child may be in this program, but this child in the same family may not be in the program. She told me that they're making sure when they send one backpack that it helps with any other children in the family, too.
Well, and it's amazing as the kids bring it home from school, the children who are too young to go to school,
right?
They make sure that they share. Now, they may not be supposed to,
right,
but they take care of their younger siblings. It's a wonderful thing to watch.
Yes. Yeah. So if you can find it in your heart to give to the Salvation Army $20, Melody said, four bags of food for 3 days. That is a phenomenal feat. I don't think I can. I know I couldn't do it. I have a hard time spending just $20 at a grocery store, period.
Mm.
And even when I'm trying to watch my pennies and do it right. Absolutely. Well, here, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. I want you all to think about $20 for four bags of food from the Salvation Army. God bless us, each and every one.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We are talking about something that is a desperate need. You know, none of us like being hungry. And I think most of us that are listening here today, we have enough food. We probably have too much food, huh?
Probably so.
And you know, in my mind, I have never been hungry. I've always had enough food, probably too much food. But I can't imagine not being able to either A, provide for my family or to be hungry myself. It just is something that should not be here in our country. One of my biggest beefs, Melody, is that we send aid to other parts of the world, and yet we have people in our own country that are hungry.
You're absolutely right. And you know, you said it, a family not being able to provide for their children. It's a very humbling experience to come into our office and say, I don't have any food in my house. Can you help me?
And I think you're seeing probably people that you really you never thought you would see. I mean, the economy, you know, people say the economy is better. It's better for a certain segment of society, but it's not better for those that are trying to put themselves in a better situation.
You're absolutely right, and you're right. There are people who walk into our office, and I think they're there to donate food, and they're to ask for food, and it's
that's changed the whole dichotomy, hasn't it?
It really has. The whole picture of who's coming into our office is very, very different than it ever was in the past.
That's right. And you don't think of that as being something here in Greenwood. It's just like, well, I used the analogy yesterday. We don't think we have homeless people here
right.
in Greenwood, South Carolina, and we do.
We do.
We do. And then Denise brought up a very interesting thought idea. We have people living with other people that normally would not be. So what is your real definition of homeless?
Exactly. And it's hard to understand that someone is homeless. We had a man come in just the other day and ask for food, and he lived with his mother, but she could not provide for him. He needed food for himself, and that kind of situation is changing across America as well, as grown children are moving back in with parents and still trying to maintain a separate household.
It is. Mm-hmm. So when we think about the whole picture here, I think while we do have, I'll call them the takers in our society.
Absolutely.
The people that take advantage of free things. We have a whole segment of society that has never asked for anything before in their life, and now they have to ask for help. You know, here at Sharp Facets, we see people coming in selling things day in and day out. Jeff always used to say, we saw people that we didn't know. And he says, now we see our neighbors.
Right.
And it's a very humbling experience, and it's a very sad experience to be in this, trying to help, but still knowing that, you know, there's only so much to go around. It's just like the food. There's only so much to go around. And food should not be an issue in our country.
No, it should not. Everybody should have a stable environment to eat and carry on their lives. Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, while we've got a couple minutes here, so I've started a new program here today. I haven't come up with the name yet, but $20 equals 4 bags, which equals 3 days of food for a family of how many?
Four.
Okay. I mean, just to give an idea. I dare say that most of us could never put together $20 that way. And you were saying it's because you do get a Golden Harvest donations. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to pay for the food, but you got to get it back here.
That's right. We pay for the transportation. And they deliver it, which is a wonderful thing.
Wow. Okay.
But we pay for that transportation. But even what we can purchase from them is getting less and less. They just have less available. And that makes it hard for us.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So anything that you can do to help. Now, again, you can give money, you can give a check, you can give food itself, but any of these things matter. You know, what I'd like to do is talk to you in about a month and see if those food pantries are looking any better over there at the Salvation Army.
We'd love to do that. And, you know, it's interesting. The schools help us out during the Christmas season. One of the schools helps us at Thanksgiving time and then during Christmas. And in the past, historically, that's lasted us until October.
Right.
This year, it made us through June. And so the needs have just gotten more and more, because last year was our best Christmas food donation ever. And
isn't that unbelievable?
We thought we'd never be able to use all of that. And then it was gone by June. And historically, it's lasted us through October.
Wow. And yet you got more donations than you'd ever had gotten.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that just shows that people are coming to your doors. You do vet people as far as needing, whether they need, they have to show some documentation. It's not just a handout.
That's right. It's not. It's supposed to be a hand up. You're exactly right. And we have a wonderful computer program that tells us how recently they've been in. Mm-hmm. And we do have some regulations that they just cannot come constantly for food, because we have to spread it out to as many families as we possibly can.
Sure. And, you know, we've got the holiday season coming up. I know during the summer months you've been talking to people about their children and Christmas and the angel trees.
Yes, we have. We start October 1st taking applications for Angel Tree. It starts getting exciting around Christmas time for us.
But I'll bet it also scares you this year, Melody.
It does. Every year it scares me, but I just, we take as many as we think we can possibly help.
Right.
And then we ask the public to help us help those families.
Sure. And of course, we've been involved and we'll be involved again this year. But you know, last year, you know, the number of people and the need is just, it makes it hard to, where do you cut it off? Where do you say, I'm sorry, I can't do anything for your child this year? Where do you cut that off, Melody?
It makes it very hard. We have set a limit for ourselves and we plan to take up to that limit. And then there are other agencies around that do help some.
Sure.
And when their limit is reached, well, we'll probably open ours back up. That's usually how it happens because, like I said, the public has just been wonderful in giving us donations and helping. And, you know, we work with Toys for Tots and things like that. So we make it happen for families.
And that is so, so important. But we have to get to Christmas, don't we?
That's right.
That's right. And so whether you have donations that you can give to the Salvation Army, you know, there's all kinds of organizations and more popping up all the time that are taking donations to put out. Makes it, I'm sure, difficult, too, because there are so many organizations now taking.
You're absolutely right. There are only so many pieces in one pie.
Yeah, that's right. No matter how many times you slice the pie.
That's right.
Yeah. So while all organizations, and I know all across the board, all the organizations are hurting.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted today to do this to hopefully help you help get some food back in there, because I know that every group serves different groups. I think that's so. I mean, certain people go to certain groups and certain people go to certain groups, and it's hard because it's not just one small group of people that are in need that go from one organization to another organization. There are so many groups there, so many pieces to the pie, it makes it difficult to fill the need.
Yes, it really does. But I think Ann's 3-day $20 plan is going to help a lot.
Well, I hope so. You can feed a family for 3 days with $20. That is a phenomenal feat. I tell you what, someday I'm going to have to come over there and you're going to have to show me, because obviously you are the ultimate shopper and your group has to be the ultimate shoppers over there, Melody.
That's right. It's my group. It's not me. Okay. It's my group.
Okay. All right. Now, if they want to call the Salvation Army and get some more information, what's the telephone number over there?
And please don't ask me that.
Okay, all right. Well, Lee, I need the telephone number to the Salvation Army over there. We're not going to give out Melody's cell phone number.
I'm sorry.
Okay. But Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 at the Salvation Army store, the store there. 9 to 3 on Saturdays. They are at the 1805 Bypass 72, 221. You know, that's right up the street. God, that used to be, what was it, Western Auto?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And now it is just doing marvelous things. And every time I drive by, oh my gosh, it always looks like there are just cars, and people in there finding deals, mm-hmm. helping them survive.
That's right.
But and so many people giving donations. You know, the Salvation Army started back, when was that?
1865.
It's a very worthwhile organization, and every year you hear stories about the things that you find in your kettles.
Yes, ma'am.
That really make a difference. So if you are in any position to give just $20 to the Salvation Army to let them shop and provide 4 bags of food for 3 days, please give them a call. I'll have that telephone number, I hope, in a minute, for the Salvation Army right here in Greenwood. Or just send them a check. You can mail it to 222 Presley Street right here in Greenwood. At the Salvation Army, you can walk in the door and you can walk right into the store and donate right there. So that would be an excellent thing. Everything from canned meats, if you're going to provide something and you're going to do it yourself, canned meats would be very, very much appreciated. So would canned fruit, noodles, crackers, soups. Gosh, you can find some great deals on soups out there, can't you?
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
And canned vegetables, they can always use that. They don't have a lot of freezer space, so they really need canned goods. And then it says all sizes of diapers, adult and baby, for emergency, toothpaste, soap, and shampoo. So what is the deal there? You got people that need all these things, too.
If they can't afford food, they can't sometimes afford shampoo or soap either. And so we provide that as well. And a lot of people ask for that. And deodorant and toothpaste and toothbrush.
And all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So whatever you can give would be awesome. They do use coupons.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and I think you told me that people quite often will tell you where the deals are, so you can get some of those great deals too.
When they come in with those bags of food, this is where I got this great deal from, and so we go there.
So you're like, where was that? Okay, yeah. We're going to get there. Hey, you know you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we are at the top of the hour. I have been talking with Major Melody McClure over there at the Salvation Army. Please, if you can help, please help. Okay, Gracie, I'll get the donation in just a second. I just gave him $40. I hope you can contribute too. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.